Mesechtes Zvachim, Daf Chav Ches, two lines from the top of Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph, and the Gemara begins, Omar, that we previously learned in the Braisa on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, Vishavim, Vishav Mitzariah, Shalei Lishmam Sulai, Shalei Mechubanas Kshirais, the Azois that they would do by the Chatoy Saprimius, which includes the Paran Sor of Yom Kippur, as well as the Param Dovah Shal Tibur, the Par Koy Mashiach, and the Siri Avedizora, as well as those Azois that were done in the process of the Tayyar Samitzariah, if they were done Shalei Lishman, then it would be possible. However, if the hazois were not done in the proper direction, and for example, they weren't done bein abadim or by the material connected to base kachay kadoshim, then they would still be kosher. And when we initially learned this brisa, we explained the brisa based on the meskanas hagemara. However, right now the gemara's havmin is that when the brisa stated b'shevim b'shevim material shalei l'shmam sulais, just like certainly the chatoy saprimis that are done shalei l'shman would be pasul gamri. And as we learned in mesechta zvachim, kol zvachim shenizbuchu shalei l'shman kshirim el shalei olu l'bayim l'shem chayv. The same din would apply to a mitzvah with azoyis adon shalei l'shman that would be completely possible. And our gemara now is v'tanya, but we learned to the brisa b'negeya mitzvah bein shalei l'shman bein shalei mechuvanes kshirais that even if you did a shalei l'shman that it would be kosher. And l'chayyur is a seer between these two brisas. The gemara continues and brings the first teretz as Amr Rabbi Yosef le'kasha hara b'leza v'hara banan ve'inachinami. The two brisas are going according to two different mandarim. The initial brisa is going like the Shita Rabbi Lezer, and the second brisa that we just brought is going according to Rabbanon. And as the Gemara explains, Rabbi Lezer the Makish Asham Luchatas, Makish Nami Loigla Asham, just like we found in the Mishnah Mesech Tzvachim on Daf Bezim and Aleph, Rabbi Lezer was Chilak on the Tanakama, as although the Tanakama stated the only time that a Karm would be possible when I'm done Shalei L'shman is only by a Pesach and Chatas. However, Rabbi Lezer states that it would also apply by a Karm and Asham. And as the Mishnah explained, Om Rabbi Lezer Hachatas Balachet Va'asham Balachet, therefore Machatas and Rashi in our sugya explains that Rabbi Lezer actually learns this based on the Hekesh, as the Pasuk states in Pashas Tzav, Kachatas Ka'osham Torah Achaslam, since we know that a material brings a Korban Osham, and if they would bring that Korban Osham Shalei L'shmai, then certainly that would be possible according to Rabbi Lezer. In the game material, we also have a Hekesh between the Korban Osham and the Loig Shemin. As the Pasuk states, V'locha Chachin, as a Kevitz Ha'echad, V'hikrib Oisil Osham, V'es Loig Ha'shomen, V'hinif Oisim Trufal. And therefore, since the fear of Elezer, if a material would bring their carbon Asham Shalei L'shmai, then the carbon would be possible. And similarly, the same thing would apply if they did that Zav, the like Shemen Shalei L'shmai, that would also be possible. However, Rabbi Yosef continues that the second Brisa that taught us that if one does that Zav, the like Shemen Shalei L'shman, then it would be kosher, that is going according to Rabbanon, as Rabbanon Lei Makshi, as just like Rabbanon would not Makish and Asham Tochatas, and if one brings a carbon Asham Shalei L'shmai, then it would still be kosher. Therefore, if the Hazar of the Lake Shemin for the Matzari was done Shalei L'shma, then it would still be kosher. However, the Gemara continues and is bothered. That how can you tell me that Rabbi Lezer's demand that would hold? If one does the Hazar of the Lake Shemin of the Matzari, then it would be possible Gamri. The only way that he would be able to learn this based on double Hekesh, as we first have to learn a Hekesh from Chatas to Asham, and then we have to learn another Hekesh from the Din of Asham to the Din of the Lake Shemin of the material. As we learned in Mesech Tzvachim and Daf Mem Tesam Beis, that by Kachim Ein Lameidin Laman Min Alamad, we have a cloud that Dava Laman Behekish Ein Chayzmin Laman Behekish. Because this question, so the Gemara explains Elam Rava. Therefore, Rava explains that there is no stira in the two brisas. As Hava HaRabbanon, as both brisas are going according to the Shita Rabbanon. The difference between the first brisa and the second brisa is Kan LaHachsher Kan LaHartzais. That certainly we know that the Rabbanon hold that the only time that a Karm would be possible if done Shalei L'shman is only by a Karm Chatas and a Karm Pesach. However, by all other avodos, if it's done Shalei L'shman, then the Karm would be kosher. El Shalei Olu L'Bailam Shem Chayva. Therefore, the second Brisa is teaching us that if the Kohen did Azor of the Shemen Shalei L'shman, then the Shemen would still be kosher. We know that after the Kohen does all the Azois, and he also does all the Matanis of the Shemen on Tnuch Oizen and Boyin Yoda and Boyin Ragli Ha'imanis, he also takes the extra Shemen that's on his palm and he places on the head of the material. Then all the rest of the shemen belongs to the kohen, and therefore the kohen will be able to use the shemen. When the first brisa teaches us that if one does the hazor of the shemen of the material, then it would be possible, it doesn't mean that the carbon is possible. It only means that it would not be matter the material to eat kachim or to come into machnas shchina. The material would have to bring new shemen in order to be able to eat kachim or to enter into machnas shchina. And as Rashi states, l'ratzais l'hazais l'yais oilis l'shem chayva v'lahatim material bekol. Possible Shalei Lishman, the Hadutonic Shiris, Lahashia, the Isil Shiris, Lahashi Shira, Lug Bahila, and as we explained, the Shiori Lug Materia, Necholin, Kramim, Perak Il Menachis, the Zayil Chami Kodish Kadashim in Aish, Lachol Kabanam, Lurabis Lug Shem and Shom Materia, the Xibaswe, the Kodish Kadashim Techlana, the Pashas Vayika Kurach. We continue with the new Mishnah, Shivakne Menayer, Ma'akman Zazer, that the seven branches on the Menayer would be Ma'ak of each other, and you can't make a Menayer that's less than seven branches. And as Rashi says, Kedichsev, Vishisha Kanam Yetzi Mitzidah, Menayer Atzma, Shabbat Emsa, Hiashvias Kazer, and we don't have the picture in Rashi. As we know, there's a famous machlekes, the branches of the Menayer in the Beis HaMikdash were straight and they were on a perfect diagonal, or they were rounded. This wouldn't make enough kamina for our Mishnah or for our Gemara. And the Mishnah continues, Shivan Erisem, Akvin Zazer, there was a requirement to have seven cups at the top of the Menayer that held the oil and the wicks. The Mishnah continues, She Pashish Shabmzuzu, Ma'akvi Zuzu, and a Fidu Ksav Echel Ma'akvon, that the two Pashas that we have in our mezuzahs, which is the Pasha of Shema, as well as the Pasha of Vahim Shemaya, which both state, Uchsaftim al mezuzahs, Pesach of Visharecha, are both Ma'akev, and you can't have a Kasha mezuzah without having both Pashas. Even if it would be missing one letter, then the mezuzah would be Pasol, and as Rashi brings down, because the Pasuk states, Uchsaftim, and we learn now, Ksivatamo Shlema, and the Mishnah continues with the fourth in, Da'al Pasha Shebet Film, Ma'akvin Zuazu, a Fidu Ksav Echel Ma'akvon, and the four Pashas of the Tfilin are Ma'ak of each other, and even if we're missing one letter in those Pashas, then that would be Ma'akev. And as Rashi brings down, the Tfilin Ksiv Abaya, as the Pasuk states, Vahilu Te Tafais, which we will get back to in a moment, and Da'al Pashas Shebet Tfilin, Shema Vahim Shemaya, Kadash Lib Kobacha, Vahay Kibiacha Shebet Sida, the Bekulu Ksiv Te Tafais, Oilu Zikarim Bein Yanecha, since in these Pashas it speaks about the Mitzvah Tfilin, therefore these Pashas have to be written in our Tfilin, and as we know that in the Tfilin Shal Yad, all the Pashas are written on one long piece of parchment, and in the Tefillin Shel Rosh, each of the four Pashas are written separately and are placed in separate compartments. And it's interesting that Rashi brings down the order of the Pashas in an order that's not written in the Torah, and it's also not the order that we have the Pashas in our Tefillin. And some explain that since we already spoke about the Pasha of Shema and Vahayim Shemaya, Benegei Mezuzah, therefore Rashi mentions Shemaya Vahayim Shemaya, and then he mentions the Pashas that are written in Pashas Boi. And let us point out that in Pashas Boi, in Perek Yud Gimel, the Perek begins by telling us, Kaddishli Kabacha, Petakar Rechem, and Bnei Yisrael, B'Adam Bei Malihu, and then in Pasuk Tes, the Pasuk says, V'hoi L'chol O'Isal Yodcha, Uli Zikar and Bein Anecha, L'mat Tia Teres Hashem B'Ficha, Ki B'Yad Chazaka Yitzviach Hashem B'Mitzrayim, we find the Lashem V'hoya, and we learn Bavi Yosset Hei, then Pasuk Yudalev starts the Pasha, V'hoi Ki B'Yacha, the last Pasuk in Pasha's Boi, in Pasuk Tes Zayin, the Pasuk tells us, V'hoi L'Isal Yodcha, Uli Teitofes Bein Anecha, Ki B'Choy Zikar Yitzviach Hashem B'Mitzrayim, and once again, the Torah uses Lashem V'hoya, in Pasha's Veschanon, in Perek Vav, Pasuk Dalid, we have the Pasha of Shema, Pasuk Chas states, Ukshatim lo Yisal Yadecha, Vahoy lo Teitofes Bein Anecha, and we have the Lashem V'hoyu, and finally in Pasha's Ekev, Perek Yud Alev, Pasuk Yud Gimel, begins the Pasha of Vahoyim Shemaya, Pasuk Yud Ches tells us, V'sam tem es devore, Ila Levavchem, Ve'al Nafshchem, Ukshatim Isam lo Yisal Yadchem, Vahoy lo Teitofes Bein Anechem, once again, the Torah uses Lashem V'hoyu, therefore we learn, Bavi Yosin Tehei, therefore Mishnah teaches us, that when placing these Pashas in your Tefillin, you can't be missing any of these letters. Mishnah continues with the fifth in, Da'al Tzitzis Ma'akvei Zuazu, Sha'abosa Mitzvah Achaz, Rabbi Shmuel Imer, Bosa Na'abor Mitzvahis, that the Tanakhama hold that the four tzitzis that we place on the four corners of our beged are ma'akev each other, as they're all considered one mitzvah. Rabbi Shmuel holds that all four are considered four separate mitzvahs, and we will discuss this when we learn the Gemara. And the Gemara begins, that our Mishnah taught us, Shiva Kanei Menayer Ma'akvin Zeh, and the Gemara asks, My Taimah, that what is the Makar? And the Gemara brings from the Pasuk and Pasuk Truma that states, Kaftareim Uknesa Mimenayu, Kula Miksha Achaz Zav Tar. And as the Gemara states, Havayik Sibu, that since the Pasuk uses the term you, and it's referring to Knesam, and it's referring to the branches, therefore we see that there's a requirement for all seven branches, and they're all Me'akev. When Maisa, the Gemara doesn't bring a Makar, that Shivnei Yerseh Ma'akvin Zehazeh, so I'm explaining this is based on Pasuk Lamed Zayin that states, Vasisis Nerseh Shiva, Behelis Nerseh, Behir Aleva Panel, and the Pasuk mentions the word Nerseh twice, and Shalom Abakos of Akev, and others explain that there's no need for a Makar, as since we already learned that Shiva Knei Menerim Akvin Zehazeh, then certainly the Nerseh Ma'akvin Zehazeh, as it wouldn't make sense to have a branch for a Menerah and not have the Ner atop, as the Ner is the Ikka part of the Menerah. Before we continue with the next Gemara, let us point out that clearly the Pesukim and Pashas Truma teach us that the Chachilo, the Menerah has to be made out of gold, and it has to be made out of one piece of gold, and as the Pasuk states, Vasisa Menerah Zav Tar, Miksha Teasa Menerah, Yurecha V'Konag V'Yar Kaftarel Prachal Mimena Yu, all of its details had to be made out of one piece piece of gold, as we'll see in the bottom of Daf Chav Chesam Beis, that the 22 balls or knobs, as well as the 11 flowers and the 9 cups, also had to be made from the one piece of gold. The weight of the menorah was 1 kikah of gold, which is the weight of 3,000 shekel or sela. This is equated to somewhere between 1,500 and 1,900 troy ounces, and nowadays that would be valued at about $7 million. However, we will also see that all agree that even though the menorah should be made out of gold, certainly it can't be made out of any other valuable metal. We'll also see a shita that it could be made out of any other metal. We will even see a shita that it could be made out of wood, as we will see in a moment. And keep in mind that the din that had to be made out of one piece and out of mikshah, as well as the din that had to be the weight of a kikar, as well as the dinim of the gevim and kafterim and prachim, are only relevant to a menorah that's made out of gold. But if the menorah was made out of any other material, then these dinim would not apply. And it's also important to know that the Torah mentions the requirement of Zorv Tar 5 times, 4 times in Pashas Truma, and 1 time in Pashas Paleischa, and the Torah also mentions the requirement of Mikshah 4 times, 2 times in Pashas Truma, and 2 times in Pashas Paleischa. The Gemara will discuss why the Torah had to mention this so many times, and even though in Pashas Vayakel, the Torah speaks about the production of the Menorah, the Torah also mentions Zorv Tar 4 times, and once again mentions Mikshah 2 times. However, since Pashas Vayakel is just telling us that Bezalel did exactly what Moshe told him, therefore these are not included as a separate count. And let us familiarize ourselves with these psukim, as the psukim Pashas Truma in Pasuk Lamed Aleph states, "Vasisa Menorah Zorv Tar Mikshah Teasa Menorah Yirecha Mekonik V'Yar Kafturah Precha Mimenu." And then in Pasuk Lamed Vav, the Pasuk states, "Kafturah Mekreisu Mimenu Kula Mikshah Acha Zorv Tar." Then Pasuk Lamed Ches states, "Umakuchel Machdase Zorv Tar." And finally Pasuk Lamed Tes states, "Kikah Zorv Tar Yasa Isa Es Kol Kelim Eila." And at the beginning of Pasuk Bat Leischa in Pasuk Dalid, the Pasuk states, "Vizeh Masa Menorah Mikshah Zorv Ad Yirecha Percha Mikshah He." And there's one mention of Zorv, and there's two mentions of Mikshah. Based on this Akhtama, let us now see the Braisa. As the Gemara continues, Tana Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, Menorah Hesabah Mina Esha Sumina Zorv, that the Menorah was created for one piece of gold and from gold. Asam and Agutais Psula, and if you made the Menorah from gold scraps, then it would be Pasol. Mishah Mina Matachis Kshira. However, if you made the Menorah from other types of metal, and even if you made it from scraps of metal, then the Menorah would still be Kosher. The Gemara now asks, Maishnam and Agutais Psula, Dixiv Mikshav Avaya, Sham Mina Matachis Nami Zorv Avaya Amakra. And Lachir, just like the Braisa stated, that if one made the menorah from gold scraps, it is pasul, and that is based on the pasuk in Pashas Truma that states, Mikshav Avaya, as the pasuk states, Vasis Menorah Zorv Tar, Mikshav Teasa Menorah, Yurecha Vekonik Viyar Kafturel Prochel, Mimenu Yiu. This pasuk uses the term Mikshav, as well as Lashon Mimenu Yiu, which is Lashon Avaya. And if so, how could the Braisa teach us that one could use any type of metal to make the menorah? If in this same pasuk, the pasuk states Zorv, and the pasuk uses the term Avaya, therefore the requirement to make the menorah out of Zorv Tar should be Ma'akev. However, the Gemara answers, Tiyasa L'Rabbi Shamin HaMetachis. Now in this pasuk itself, the pasuk states, Tiyasa HaMenorah, Rashi states, Mashma Tiyasa Mikol Mokim L'Rabbi Sham HaTachis. Gemara continues, Ve'im L'Rabbi Skrutais. Maybe the word Tiyasa is coming to be Marba, that one could even use gold scraps. But the Gemara tells us, Loisak Daitach Ta Mikshah Ksiv Avaya. L'mais in this pasuk, the word Avaya is closer to the word Mikshah than it is to the word Zov. And as we saw, that the pasuk stated, Vasisa Menorah Zov Tar, and then it stated Mikshah Tiyasa HaMenorah, and at the end of the pasuk stated Mimenu Yiu, and therefore the word Yiu was close to the word Mikshah, and therefore Mikshah is Ma'akev, and Zov would not be Ma'akev. However, the Gemara is bothered, Tiyasa Nami HaMikshah Ksiv, that the word Tiyasa is also closer to Mikshah, and it's not as close to Zov, therefore we should say that the if so, why is it a requirement that the menorah has to be built out of one piece? However, the Gemara explains, Mikshah Mikshah La'akev, that L'maisa the Psukim Pashas Truma mentioned the word Mikshah 2 times. That is the actual makar that Mikshah is Ma'akev, as Shana Lavakasov La'akev. However, the Gemara continues and is bothered that based on the words Teyasa, we just learned that Zov is not Ma'akev, and one could even make a menorah out of Shamin and Matachais. L'chir Zov Zov Nami La'akev. There are multiple times that the Torah mentions the word Zov Tar, therefore the requirement to make the menorah out of Zov Tar should be Ma'akev. However, the Gemara will now explain, in a Chinami, since the Torah used the term Mikshah Mikshah, and also used the term Zov Zov, then L'chir we should have a question as to which one should be Ma'akev and which one should not be Ma'akev based on the word Tiyasa. However, the Gemara will now prove to us that it must be that the word Tiyasa is coming to teach us that Zov is not Ma'akev, and the only thing that would be Ma'akev is only when you're building the menorah out of gold, then you have to build it out of one piece. As the Gemara will explain, that if you will actually learn this way, then it would make sense why the Torah had to write the word Mikshah 4 times and the word Zov 5 times. However, if you will learn that Mikshah will actually she not be ma'akev and Zav will be ma'akev, then there would be no way to understand why the Torah had to write the words miksha four times, two times in Pashas Truma and two times in Pashas Baal Yischa, and why the Torah had to write the words Zav five times, four times in Pashas Truma and one time in Pashas Baal Yischa. We will first read the Gemara and then we will explain the Gemara, as the Gemara states, Haimai, I am a bishleim min gutais psula, mishab minu metachet shira, hainu zav zav, miksha miksha l'drasha, li'i am a minu gutais kshira, mishab minu metachet psula, zav zav, miksha miksha, maida ashtabei, that what would you dash in out of all the words of zav and miksha, we find in Pashas Truma and Pashas Baal Yischa, and as the Gemara continues, maida asha, and what would be the drashas that we learn from these words, the Tanya, as we learned to the Braisa, that the Pasuk in Pashas Truma states, kika zav tar, yasa isas kol kelam e'ila, from this mention of the word zav, we learn out, ba zav, ba kikar, the only time that there's a requirement that the menorah had to weigh a kikar zav is only when it was made out of gold. However, ain't a ba zav, ain't a ba kikar, but if it was made out of any other metal, there is no requirement for the menorah to weigh a kikar. Number two, since the Pasuk in Pashas Truma stated, vasisa menorah zav ta, miksha teyasa menorah, yurecha v'kana gviyah kafterah prochel mimena yu, from this mention of the word zav, we learn out, ba zav, ba gviyam kafterim prochem, ain't a ba zav, ain't a ba gviyam kafterim prochem, that the only time the requirement to have gvim, kafterim, and prachim on the menorah is only when the menorah was made out of gold. However, if the menorah was made out of a different material and was not made out of gold, then there's no requirement to make these designs, and there's no requirement for gvim, kafterim, and prachim. The Gemara continues and asks the following question, that l'mais in this pasuk, the pasuk didn't only mention gvim, kafterim, and prachim, but it also mentioned the kanim. Therefore, the Gemara asks, ve'im menami bozov bokanim, ena bozov, ena bokanim, that maybe the only time there's a requirement that branches of the menorah is only when it's made out of gold, but if the menorah is made out of other materials and not out of gold, then maybe there's no requirement to have branches. Maybe we would only have one candlestick and we'd only have the center pole of the menorah. However, the Gemara explains, that certainly we would not have such a habmina, as that is called a candlestick and that's not called a menorah. Therefore, as we learned at the beginning of Gemara, that it's pasha to us that there's a requirement to have all seven k'nei menorah, since the pasuk stated mimena yu, and the Torah used the lashon havaya. Gemara continues and brings a third limud that we learn from the words of. This will be a limud from the words of that we find in Pashas Baal Yischa, as the pasuk states, "V'zeh ma'aseh menorah miksha zav ad yurecha ad pircha miksha hi kamara shehara shemes meisha kein asas menorah." We learn now, "Ba zav ba miksha ain't a ba zav ain't a ba miksha." That if the menorah is made out of gold, then it had to be made out of one piece of gold. But if it was made out of any other material, then there is no requirement to make it out of one piece of material. And keep in mind that the Gemara just brought three different drushes that we learn from the words of. L'maisa, these drushes had to assume is possible to make a menorah out of other materials, as otherwise certainly all of these drushes would not make any sense. Therefore, it must be that even though the Torah mentions the word Zav multiple times, but since the Torah states Lashon Tiyasa, we learn out that the menorah could be made out of other materials. But since the Torah mentioned the word Miksha multiple times, therefore we learn when the menorah is being made out of gold, and it must be made out of one piece of gold. Keep in mind that we previously mentioned the Torah mentions the word Zav five times, four in Pashas Truma and one in Pashas Baal Yischa. Our Gemara only brought drashos that are relevant to three of the mentions of the word zav. They explain that one zav is used legufei, that it is a requirement lechatchila to use gold. And the fifth mention of the word zav is in pasuk lamaches that states umachachel machteses zav tar, and it's not referring to the actual menorah, and it's only discussing the kelim of the menorah. Therefore, we don't dash in anything from that word. Our Gemara now continues and asks a similar question, but again, the words miksha, as we mentioned, the Torah states the word miksha four times, twice in Pashas Truma and twice in Pashas Baal Yischa. And one mention of the word miksha is lukufei, in order to teach us that there's a mitzvah to make the menorah out of one piece. The second word miksha is come to teach us lukuva and shamla vakosav la'akev, and a menorah that's made out of scraps of gold would be possible. And we already saw in our Gemara that from the third mention of the word miksha, which is the mention in Pashas Baal Yischa that states v'zeh ma'aseh menorah miksha zav, we learned out bazav ba miksha ain't a bazav ain't a ba miksha. Therefore, our Gemara continues and asks miksha the sefer l'mayasa. What do we learn out of the fourth mention of the word miksha? And as the pasuk states in Pashas Baal Yischa, ad yurecha ad pircha miksha hi, Gemara answers l'muti chatzetzes that this word comes to teach us that the only times the requirement for miksha is only by the menorah. But although l'chatchila, even the chatzetzes that Moshe made out of silver should have been made out of one piece of silver. However, if they were made out of pieces of silver, it would still be kosher. And as the Gemara continues, the Tani we learned at Baisa, chatzetzes hayabayim min ha'eshes min ha'kesef, l'chatchila the chatzetzes that Moshe Rabbeinu made to be made out of one piece of silver. However, some min ha'gutayis k'shirim, if you made them out of scraps of silver, it would still be kosher. However, mishamina matachas psulin, the chatzetzes would be made out of any other material, including of a precious precious metal, then it would still be pasul. This is exactly the opposite of the dinim that we learned in the Gemara Menorah. And the Gemara continues, why is it that the requirement for the chatzos to be made out of silver will be ma'akev, as the pasuk states in Pashas Baal Yischa, say lecha shtei chatzos is kesef, miksha tasa isam, v'hoyu lecha l'mikra eidol l'masas ha'machnais. Therefore, the requirement that the chatzos had to be made out of silver, but mekutos nami miksha v'avaya. But this same pasuk mentioned the lashon miksha, as we saw, it also stated the lashon avaya, and therefore the requirement for miksha should also be ma'akev. The Gemara responds, mi rachmana gab minera miksha he v'lei chatzos. In Chanami, that's why we have the fourth mention of the word miksha, and as the pasuk stated, adi rechad picha miksha he, and it's teaching us that the only time the requirement for miksha is only by the menorah, but not by the chatzos. Now that we mention the chatzos of Moshe, so the Gemara continues and teaches us another brisa regarding the chatzos of Moshe. As Tanur Rabbanan, we learn to the brisa kol kelim, and we continue on daf chav chasam beis she'asim Moshe k'sheim leu k'sheim lederis chatzos k'sheis leu psulas lederis, that although all kelim that Moshe Rabbeinu made were kosher to use while he was alive, and also kosher after he died, however, the chatzos were only kosher for Moshe Rabbeinu. However, once Moshe died, they could not be used for future generations. The Gemara now explains, chatzos my taima was the makor that the chatzos of Moshe must only be used by Moshe and not for future generations, as the amakor, as the pasuk in Pashas Baal Yischa states, asei lecha shtei chatzos kesef miksha tasa isam v'hoyu lecha l'mikra eidol l'masas ha'machnais. And let's keep in mind that this pasuk uses the term lecha two times, and the pasuk states asei lecha, and therefore we learn out lecha v'lei l'dayres, that only could be used by Moshe Rabbeinu, not for future generations. But the Gemara is bothered, elimata, the pasuk in Pashas Ekev regarding Luchos Shniyah states, Isahi, Oma Hashem Elai, Psalacha, Shnei Luchos Avadim Karishonim, Ba'alei Elai Ahara, Vasisa Lacha, Arin Eitz. This Arin was made especially, hold the Shivri Luchos, Hachinami, De Lacha, V'lei L'dayres. And do you think we'd also make a drasha that it's only for Moshe's generation and it couldn't be used for future generations? We know that this Arin was kept even after Moshe died, and it even went out to Melchama with Klai Yisrael. The reason why we don't dash in the word Lacha is because we actually have a Machlekes in Masechtas Yuma, so any time the Torah mentioned the Lashon of Kach Lacha or Asei Lacha as to what the dashin from the word Lacha, Rabbi Yeshia learns that the word Lacha teaches us, Mish Lacha, that Moshe should actually pay and buy these items from his own money. However, Rabbi Yenison argues on Rabbi Yeshia, and he holds that even with the Torah used the Lashon Lacha, all items were bought from money of the Tzibar, and when the Torah used the Lashon Lacha, it's teaching us, because Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that even though the Tzibar will buy this item from their own money, that it would be better if you would have bought it from your own money, and that would even be more pleasing to me than anything bought by Klal Yisrael. As our Gemara continues, that when the pasuk states Lashon Lacha by the Arin, certainly we use that for a drasha, Ela Ilam Ad Da'am Alacha Mishalacha, Ilam Ad Da'am Kaviyachal Mishalacha, and he writes to Yaisim Mishalachem, and either we use it for the drasha of Rabbi Yeshia or the drasha of Rabbi Yenison, and Hainami Mibay Lelahachi, and therefore when the Torah states the word Lacha by the Chaitzitz of Moshe, we also will dash in the drasha of Rabbi Yeshia and Rabbi Yenison. How do we know that the Chatzitz of Moshe only could be used by Moshe Rabbeinu and not for future generations? However, the Gemara answers, Shani Hasan, the Amakra, Lacha, Lacha, Trezimni, Asei Lacha, Vahoy Lacha. As we pointed out, by the Chatzitz of Moshe, the Pasuk states, Asei Lacha, Shtei Chatzitz, Kesef, Miksha, Tasa, Isam. And then the Pasuk states, Vahoy Lacha, Lemikra, Eidol, Lemasas, Hamachnais. From one of the terms of Lacha, we will learn the Drushas of Rabbi Yeshia and Rabbi Yenison. And from the other term, we will learn these Chatzitzes could only be used by Moshe Rabbeinu and not by anyone else, and not for future generations. Before we continue, let us see Rashi in Masechtas Yuma on Daf Gimel Beis Diba Maska Chaviyachol, where he brings the second shot. Vani Oimel Lefisha Dover Kashu Loimish Hakadosh Baruch Hu Kotz Biyisrael Oimel Chaviyachol Klaim Al Kachinu Yoimakein Kiilu Ef Shloimakein V'chein Kol Chaviyachol Shel B'Talmud Ayin Sham. The Gemara will now continue and bring multiple brayseis that discuss what the menorah was able to be made out of. As we will see, there will be a question as to which of these brayseis are more genuine. And the Gemara begins, Tani Rav Papa Breid Rav Chanan Kamid Rav Yosef. Rav Papa Breid Rav Chanan taught the following brisa in front of Rav Yosef. The brisa states, Menorah ha'isuba min eshes min azov asah shel kesef kshira shel baz v'shel ev v'shel gishtrain Rabbi Pesel Rav Yosef Behuda Machshir. However, shel eitz v'shel etzem v'shel zchuches divrei kol psula. This brisa taught us that all agree that l'chatchila the menorah should be made out of pure gold, and it should be made out of one piece of gold. However, if it were made out of silver and it was made out of multiple pieces, then it would still be kosher. The brisa then brings a machlekes between Rebbe and Rebbe Yisrael Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe holds that one can only make the menorah out of a precious metal. The menorah could not be made out of tin or out of lead or out of some other cheap metal. However, Rebbe Yisrael Rebbe Yehuda argues on Rebbe, and he holds that those menorahs would be kosher. However, Rebbe Yisrael Rebbe Yehuda would agree to Rebbe Rebbe that if one made a menorah out of wood or out of bone or out of glass, then it would be possible. Before we continue, let us point out that certainly all agree that b'negeid a menorah we have a klal or prat a klal, as the pasuk states, v'sisa menorahs, which is a klal, which is mashbi, you can make the menorah out of anything, and then the Torah states zav tar, which is a prat, that you can only make the menorah out of zav, and then the pasuk states miksha tarasa menorah, which once again is mashma, that one can make the menorah out of anything, and that is another klal. And as we know, we have a general machlekes, anytime we have a klal or prat a klal, do we learn it based on the klalim of the klal or prat a klal, which we say in the Tanavei Rishmal, shbishleishas v'midu shatayr and jeshmen, and includes klal or prat a klal, and as we know, klal or prat a klal, yatadon el ke'ina prat. However, some learn this based on the klal of ribui miyat ribui, then we would be marba kol, and we would only be mayat one thing, which is most dissimilar to the prat. Based on this aktama, let us continue with the Gemara, as Amalei, as Rabbi Yisrael responded to Rabbi Papa Rabbi Rav Hanan, as my daitech, if you're going to say that this version of the brisa that you just brought down is a proper brisa and it's a genuine brisa, how do you explain the basis for the machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda? Amalei and Rabbi Papa Rabbi Rav Hanan responded to Rabbi Yisrael, Beimar Beimar Kloli Prati Drashi, and certainly both Rebbe and Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda learn like the Tanzer Rabbi Shmuel, that we dash in klal prada klal. Basis for the machlekes is how to explain in bechlal or mashav prat in regard to menorah, as miu masav a ma prat mefurish shomateches af kol shomateches. Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda understands we compare all menorahs to the prat, and just like the prat is a metal, therefore if a menorah is made out of any metal, and even if it's a cheap metal, it will still be kosher. And the only time that menorah would be possible is if it was made out of wood, out of bone, or out of glass. However, Ma'asava and Rebbe is more restrictive, and he holds that we compare it to the Prat, and Ma'aprat mefers Dov Choshev, I've called Dov Choshev, just like the Prat, which is gold, is a Dov Choshev, therefore the only metals that can be used for the menorah, the only metals which are Dov Choshev, therefore if one made a menorah of Shabbat, Shal Eviv, Shal Gishtrain, then according to Rebbe, it would be possible. But the Gemara continues, Amalei, so Rabbi Yisrael responded to our Papa Rav Hanan, that Sabi Didach, Mikamei Didi, that you should erase your version of the Braisa, and you should learn like my Braisa, as the Tanya's we learned to the Braisa, Klesherish, our son, Shal Eitz, Rabbi Paisel, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda Machsher, Rabbi and Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda were actually being chilek, benegeya, menorah that was made out of wood, as Rabbi holds that it would be possible, and Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda holds that even menorah that was made out of wood would still be kosher. As Rabbi Yisrael continues, but my kamifkli, and what is the basis for the machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, as Rabbi Darish Kolu Prati, and Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda Darish Ribu Mutei, as Rabbi Dashin is based on Klal Prat Klal, and Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda Dashin is based on Ribu Miyut Ribui. As the Gemara explains, that Rabbi Darish Kolu Prati, as the pasuk states, Vasis Seminaris Klal, Zav Tar Prat, Miksha Tiasa Menor, Chazav Kolal, Klal Prat Klal, Yata Dun Al Kena Prat, and Ma Prat Mefer Shomateches, Av Kol Shomateches, and as long as you make the menorah out of any type of metal, then it will be kosher. However, if you make the menorah out of wood, or out of bone, or out of glass, then it would not be kosher. However, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda Darish Ribu Yomutei, and Vasisa Menorahs Riba, Zav Tar Miyot, Miksha Tiasa Menorah, Chazav Riba, Ribu Miyot Riba, Riba Kol, Umay Rabbi Kol Mili, Umay Miyot Miyot Shel Cheres. Since Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda learns these drushes based on the concept of Ribu Miyot Ribui, if we use Mabba, that a menorah can be made out of any material, and doesn't have to only be made out of metal, even if it would be made out of wood, out of bone, or out of glass, then it would still be kosher. And when Maisa, based on the cloud of Ribu Miyot Ribui, we are only Mimayat, the thing that's most dissimilar to the Miyot, therefore we'll be Mayat, that a menorah that was made out of earthenware would be possible. As Rashi explains, Shelcheres, Shu Pachas Mikol Kelim, Bein Roya, Afilu Melech Basav Adam, as not even Roya to serve a Melech Basav Adam using that type of menorah, and therefore certainly we can't use it in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Pashas, it would seem, that Rabbi Yisrael did not want to learn like the Brisa that Rav Papa brought, as Lefir Rav Papa read Rav Chanan, and we had to say that the Machlekes was based on a Dakas de Kesvara as to how to understand the Ke'ina Prad, and that is not something that we wanted to do. The Gemara continues that Rav Papa read Rav Chanan said to Rav Yisrael, Adra Basami Didach Mikamei Didi, how do you know that your version of the Brisa is more genuine than my version of the Brisa, as maybe my Brisa is more genuine? And Rav Yisrael responded, Loisal Kedaitach, I'll bring you Rias that you're not correct, as we have multiple Brisas where the Brisa brings down my version. Tanya has number one, we have the following Brisa, Ein Leizav, that if they didn't have gold, maybe Af Shel Kesef, Shel Nechaisa, Shel Basil, Shel Bidil, Shel Eferes, then B'dieved, you can make the menorah out of silver, copper, iron, tin, or lead. And Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, Machshe, Af Shel Eitz, and Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda teaches us that you can even make the menorah out of wood. And we see that this is the machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. B'tani Idach, and we have another Brisa, where we will also see that this is the machlekes between Tanakam and Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. As the Brisa teaches us, Le'asa Adam Bayis Tavnas Hechel, that a person should not make their house the same size as the Hechel of the Beis Hamikdash, and similarly Achsadra Keneged Ulam, one should not make an Achsadra, which was an area that had three walls, shouldn't build an Achsadra that is the same size as the Ulam of the Beis Hamikdash, and similarly Chatza Keneged Azara, one should not make the Chatza the same size as the Azara, Shulchan Keneged Shulchan, and one should not make a Shulchan that's a replica of the Shulchan and the Beis Hamikdash, and similarly Menorah Keneged Menorah, one should not make a Menorah that is a replica of the Menorah in the Beis Hamikdash. And the Brisa continues, Avla Isahu Shel Chamishav Shel Shishav Shel Shmeina, that even though you can't make a seven branch candelabra, however, one can make a menorah that is five, six, or eight branches, since we learned in our Mishnah that Shiva Kneim Menorah Ma'akvin Zeh Azeh, and therefore it is not considered a replica of the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Tanakhama continues, Vishal Shiva Lo Yasa Vafidu Mishamini Ma'atachais, however, one cannot make a menorah that has seven branches, even if you will make that menorah out of other types of metal, as Lemaisa, that would be kosher to be used in the Beis HaMikdash, therefore it would be considered a replica of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. However, Beis Rabbiuda Imer, Afshal Eitzel Yasa, and Rabbi's Rabbiuda Lashitasai holds that one cannot even make a menorah made out of wood, since a menorah made out of wood was kosher to be used in the Beis HaMikdash, Kederach Sh'asu Ma'achar Beis Chashmonai. And as we know, when the Chashmonaim came back to the Beis HaMikdash by Chanukah, and they didn't find a menorah, they built a menorah out of wood, since they didn't have enough money to make a menorah out of metal. Therefore, clearly, one can make a menorah for the Beis HaMikdash out of wood. However, Amuloy, the Chacham responded to Rabbi's Rabbiuda, Sham Raya, that you can't bring me a raya from the Chashmonaim, as Shpudim Shal Basel Hayu, V'chipim Mibarz, that in the Chinami, they didn't actually make the menorah out of wood, and they actually used spits of iron, and they covered it with tin, and since it was covered with tin, so it looked like it was made out of wood, but Ein Chinami was never made out of wood. Hashiru Asram Shal Kesev, and once they became wealthier, then they made a menorah out of silver, and Chazav Hashiru Asram Shal Zav, and finally, once they became wealthier, then they finally made a menorah out of gold, and once again, we find a Braisa, we see clearly the machlekes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yisrael Rabbiuda, is Rabbi Yisrael Rabbiuda holds that one can make the menorah out of wood, and the Tanakama holds that you can make the menorah out of any metal, and you just cannot make the menorah from wood, bone, or glass. And therefore, Rabbi Yisrael tells Rav Papa Breit Rav Chanan that it must be that my brisos are more genuine than your brisa. Before we continue, let us see Rashi. The brisa taught us, Layasa Adam Bayis Tavdus Hechel, Achsadra Keneged Ulam, and Chotza Keneged Azara, and Zakt Rashi Tavdus Hechel, Lemidus Erech Vurech Vekoima, Shehidim Loi Bishlashtan, and Achsadra In La Mechitza Revias Vechin Ulam, Keneged Ulam, Shehirech Bei Esen Vegoivo Yabayim, Kedamrinim Bishmaitza Kamaisa De Irvin, Ayin and Rashi. Rashi just explained that Achsadra is made out of three walls, and that would be similar to the Ulam in the Beis HaMikdash, and Taiz points out, Avagad the Ulam Hoye Boi Dal Mechitzais, however, Mikol Mokoy Mach Meshe Pesach Ulam Rocha Vegovoye Ma'oid, Vloy Hoye Dloy Dlarsois, Doim Lachsadra, Shinir Kepart, Bitzad Echad, Ayin Sham, and also the Gemara stated that Chum responds to Rabbi Yisrael Rebuda, that you can't bring a Raya from the Menorah of the Chashmonaim, as Shpudim Shel Basel Hoyo, Vechipam Mabart, and Taiz explains, Karlu Shpudim Mepnei Shloy Hoyo Boi Gvim Kafterim Prochim, Kinamin Le'el, Baza Bogvim Kafterim Prochim, but since this was not made out of gold, therefore the entire menorah were made out of spits of iron, and there was nothing on them, and they were just plain spits. The Gemara now continues, Om Shmuel Mishmei Desaba, that Shmuel taught us in the name of the older person, Goyva Shel Menorah Shmoin Asat Tvachim, that the center branch of the menorah was 18 Tvachim high. If a Tefach is 3 inches, the menorah was 54 inches, and if a Tefach is 4 inches, then the menorah was 72 inches tall. This measurement is from the bottom of the menorah to the bottom of the bowl that held the oil and the wick of the menorah. Now goes through the Cheshbin, Haraglayim Vaperach Gimel Tvachim, that the base of the menorah, as well as the flour that was by the base of the menorah, was the total of 3 Tvachim, and then Tvachim Cholok, there were 2 Tefach which was blank and did not have any designs, the Tefach Shaboy Gvia Bekafto Perach, then there was a Tefach where there was a Becher, a bowl or a knob, and a flour, the Tvachim Cholok, and then there was another 2 Tvachim that was blank, the Tefach Kaftar, and then there was a Tefach where there was a bowl or a knob. We will no longer continue to touch the words Gvia Kafta and Perach. He continues, Shnei Kanim Yetzim Yemenu Echad Eilach Ve'echad Eilach V'nim Shachav Ve'ilin Kenega Goyva Shel Menorah, and from that bowl or that knob there were 2 branches that extended from that knob and went up to the top of the menorah and ended at the same plane as the 18 Tvachim of the center pole of the menorah. And then once again the Tefach Cholok, there was a Tefach that was blank, the Tefach Kafta, from that area of the Tefach Kafta Shnei Kanim Yetzim Yemenu Echad Eilach Ve'echad Eilach V'nim Shachav Ve'ilin Kenega Goyva Shel Menorah, and we now accounted for 4 the branches of the menorah, and the Tefach Cholok, the Tefach Kafta, Ushnei Kanim Yetzim Yemenu Echad Eilach Ve'echad Eilach V'nim Shachav Ve'ilin Kenega Goyva Shel Menorah. We now accounted for all 6 branches of the menorah, but V'chaim Cholok, and then there was another 2 Tvachim that were blank with no designs, no Gvim Kafterim Uprachim, and we now accounted for 15 Tvachim, and in the Shtayr Rishon Gimel Tvachim Shabhem Gimel Gvim Kafta Ferech, and the remaining three Tvachim, three additional cups, and one additional bowl or knob, and one additional flour. And the Gemara now explains, Gvian Lumai Daimin, Kamin Kaisis Alexandrium, that the Gvian was similar to the cups that were made in Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim. As Rashi states, Varuchim Vitzorim Hain, Vikriim Madrinish, and they look similar to our cocktail glasses, and Kaftarim Lumai Daimin, Kamin Tapucha Katiyam, and the bowls or the knobs look like Kartiyam apples. And as Rashi states, this is a place, and some explain that these were actually round, and some explain that they were egg-shaped. Finally, Prachim Lamayin Daimin, Kamin, Pirche Amudim, the flowers look like those flowers that people sculpt onto columns. And as Rashi states, Yurin, Shemitzayor, and Ba'amudim, the Gemara now makes a cheshbin, Benimtsu, Gvin, Esmer, Shtayim, that there were 22 bechers, Kaftayim, Achadasar, and there were a total of 11 bowls or knobs, and Prachim Tisha, and there were a total of 9 flowers on a menorah, and Gvin, Akman, Zazah, Kaftayim, Akman, Zazah, Prachim, Akman, Zazah, Gvin, Kaftayim, Prachim, Akman, Zazah. These numbers are important, as the 22 Gvim are Ma'akev, and the 11 Kafterim are Ma'akev, and the 9 Prachim are Ma'akev, and all of these are Ma'akev each other. Therefore, all 42 of these designs had to be on a Menorah Shel Zav, and as we previously learned, if the Menorah was made out of any other material, then there was no requirement for Gvim, Kafterim, or Prachim. And in Taisis at the top of the Chav Chesem and Aleph, the Mishnah stated, Shiva Kanei Menorah Ma'akven Zazah, and Shiva Nei Rasa Ma'akven Zazah, and Taisis bothered, Tamed Le'chashah Gvim, Prachim, Kafterim, and Ma'akven Zazah, and Taisis answers V'shem V'shem D'lasnow B'shem Minim Atachos, as we just explained, Ayin Shem. We're now continues to go through this cheshbin as Bishleim Gvim Es Mishnayim. Clearly, we know that there were 22 Gvim D'chsiv, and as the pasuk in Pashas Truma tells us in pasuk Lamed Dalid, Uva Menorah Bo Gvim Mishukadim Katarel Pracha, that on the center post of the Menorah there were 4 Gvim. Siv in the previous pasuk in Pasuk Lamed Gimel, the pasuk states Shleish Gvim Mishukadim Ba'Kana Echol Kafta V'Ferach U'Shleish Gvim Mishukadim Ba'Kana Echol Kafta. Each branch had an additional 3 gvim, and since there were 6 branches, so there were 18 gvim, and then on the center branch there was 4 gvim, so 18 plus 4 is 22. And as the Gemara explains, there are 4 gvim on the center branch. There were an additional 18 gvim on the other branches. Clearly, there was a total of 22 gvim. And similarly, the Gemara continues, and certainly it's clear that there were 11 bowls or knobs, trade as since the pasuk states with menorah, and on the center branch of the menorah, abog gvim, there were 4 cups, mishukodim kaftereo prochel, and the lashon kaftereo is lashon rabim. Therefore, certainly there were 2 knobs on the center branch of the menorah, since we know that every single branch had 1 extra ball or 1 extra knob, as the pasuk states, shalish gvim mishukodim akona echol kafter v'ferach. We now have an additional 6 balls. We now have a subtotal of 8 knobs. Then, as we explained, at the point where each of the kanim and each of the branches of the menorah came out of the center part of the menorah, there was an additional knob. And as the pasuk taught us, v'kafta tachash nei kanim imenah, v'kafta tachash nei kanim imenah, v'kafta tachash nei kanim imenah, l'sheish zakanim ayetzim in amenorah. And ha'chatzar. Therefore, we have a makar for all 11 knobs. However, the gemara is bothered on the prachim tishim menolon. Where do we find a makar that we had 9 flowers on the menorah? Prachim treidi da v'shish de kanim tamnehavu. We only find a total of 8 flowers, as the pasuk stated in pasuk Lamed Dalid, uva menorah abog gvim mishukadim kafterer prochel, and the lashon prochel is lashon rabim, and therefore we see that on the center branch there were 2 flowers. We also saw it on each branch there was 1 flower, as the pasuk stated shleish gvim mishukadim bakona echad kafter v'ferach, and therefore we have a total of 8 prochim. Where do we find that there was a 9th flower? And Amar Shalmon ksiv ad yirechad pircha mikshehi. Although we don't find a 9th flower mentioned in Pashas Truma, however we do find it in Pashas Bal, as the pasuk states, "V'zeh ma'isa menorah mikshuzov ad yirechad pircha mikshehi kamara shahar hashem es meisha kin asas menorah." Therefore, we see that there was a pircha right above the base of the menorah, as Shmuel taught us in the name of the Saba, "Goyv shel menorah shmoyin asat tvachim haraglayin v'haperach kibul tvachim." This is the perach that is mentioned in Pashas Bal Leischa. Before we finish, let us point out that when the Gemara stated v'tefach sheboy gviyah v'kafta v'ferach, so there's machlekes rishonim exactly how those looked, as some say that they were built one on top of the other, and some say they were just coming out of the same point. And in Rashi, mitzad echad shel menorah gviya, umitzad sheni kafta, umitzad shlishi perach. However, I in the bottom thesis, with thesis mashma, that he learned this differently than Rashi, as thesis is yesh tema lo ma'ayim mishun mishag gviim kafteim uprochim shahay lechol echad tefach ulogimel elu lehayu kim tefach. However, if you Rashi, it could be that the size of each of these items was actually still a tefach; they were just attached to the same point of the menorah. I in thesis, and we will stop over here.